USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Senate Judiciary Committee Chair Chuck Grassley says he will evaluate new claims of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. A New Yorker magazine report says a woman claims Kavanaugh exposed himself in front of her when she was a freshman at Yale. Kavanaugh strongly denies it. Meanwhile, Democrats are calling for delays after the first allegations made against Kavanaugh by a California woman, Senate Democrat Dick Durbin.
What Dr. Ford has asked for, I think, is a credible request, an investigation by the FBI. Anita Hill, that was done instantly. The Bush White House in those days ordered an FBI investigation immediately. In this situation, the Trump White House and the Department of Justice have refused from the start for any type of investigation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes six different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat. The buying toner for the copy machine hat. The sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Former President Barack Obama still on the campaign trail, so to speak, urging Americans to head to the polls in November to, as he says, restore sanity in the nation's politics.
I actually came here for some business. I came here to deliver a very simple message, and that is to vote. My message, Pennsylvania, is vote.
That was Obama speaking at a rally on Friday night near Philadelphia, stumping for Senator Bob Casey and Governor Tom Wolf. Comedian Bill Cosby is set to be sentenced for drugging and sexually assaulting a woman today. The sentencing phase is scheduled to begin in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and Cosby could be sentenced by tomorrow. He was found guilty in April on three counts for raping a former Temple University athletic staffer back in 2004. The 81-year-old Cosby could get as many as 10 years in prison for each count he was convicted of. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A North Carolina woman who rescued and sheltered pets after Hurricane Florence is now facing charges. Tammy Hedges was arrested a few days ago in Wayne County, charged with numerous counts of illegally practicing veterinary medicine. Hedges owns what's called the Crazies Claws and Paws Rescue, and she took in animals at a warehouse which isn't yet licensed as a shelter. The charges are stemming from her giving animals medication at that unlicensed facility. The animals that didn't belong to Hedges were confiscated and taken to a Wayne County animal shelter. Yet another tribute to the Queen of Soul. A new Aretha Franklin exhibit's opening at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History. The interim executive director, George Hamilton, talking about what people can expect from the exhibit, called Think.
To present her legacy in a way that allows people to express themselves.
And Tiger Woods is celebrating his first PGA Tour victory in over 5 years. Woods won the Tour Championship in Atlanta yesterday, finishing at 11 under par for the tourney, his first victory since the 2013 Bridgestone Invitational, and the 80th tourney win of his PGA Tour career. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.